Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. And here's something you rarely hear. There's good news out of Russia. Because this morning, wrongfully detained WNBA star Brittany Griner was released from Russia detention. Boom!
Wow!
Putin tried to take Griner to the rack and is rejected. Now Brittany is coming home, but she has to dribble the entire time or it is traveling. It's a big win. Big win for freedom. Big win for Joe Biden, whose administration brokered the release. The president announced the news with this tweet. Moments ago, I spoke to Brittany Griner. She is safe. She is on a plane. She is on her way home. That is simple. Simply stated. Christmas miracle. That is just beautiful. I'm sure she got on the plane and they said, Brittany, you can finally rest easy after you take this 20-minute phone call about the rise and fall of Scranton's historic taffy factories. Griner was detained back, when was this? February? She was back in February, she was detained and sentenced to 9 years in prison after airport security found vape cartridges with 0.7 grams of cannabis oil in her luggage. They gave her hard time for 7/10 of 1 gram. That's the amount of weed Willie Nelson scrapes out of his belly button. He just secretes it. It's like a tap. Just, there you go, thanks. Hold on, hold still, Willie. But now, Griner's heading home after the White House agreed to a one-for-one prisoner swap for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, whose nickname is the Merchant of Death. So to get a sports star who had less than 1 gram of weed, we handed over the Merchant of Death. This is how it always goes with Russian prisoner swaps. Okay, we give you back tourists who took unflattering photo of Red Square. You release Gargog the Flesh Mangler. Devourer of souls. Prisoner exchange went down in Abu Dhabi, and Griner is expected to be back on U.S. soil within 24 hours. Welcome home, Brittany. A lot has changed. Don't Google Kanye Hitler. Just trust me. It's not worth it. I'll call you later. Speaking of which, it has been a rough month for the former president, and things got worser today when we learned that the former president's team found 2 more documents with classified markings. Is there any place this guy doesn't have classified documents? For him, it's like glitter. They just get everywhere. A month later, you're like, why am I still finding nuclear secrets in my butt crack? This time, the documents were not in Mar-a-Lago or any of his other properties. Instead, they were found in a Florida storage unit. How fitting. The other guys have presidential libraries. He has a presidential CubeSmart. The CubeSmart. That's a funny word. CubeSmart. Bouillon Cube. The former president's team is already making excuses for him. One source says he has never been inside the storage facility. Classic legal argument. Same reason you can't convict someone of mail fraud unless you catch them inside a mailbox. This is just the latest in a series of bad headlines, what with him calling for the termination of the Constitution and sharing nachos with Nazis. Now, you think he'd learn from that last one, but you're forgetting he is incapable of learning. So it's not surprising that on Tuesday, he was photographed with a QAnon Pizzagate conspiracy theorist at Mar-a-Lago. He'll hang out with anybody. His next Mar-a-Lago photo op is with the Merchant of Death. Next, it's Gargog the Flesh Mangler. The conspiracy theorist was there to promote a movie full of QAnon lies, And she brags that the movie is banned by YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and PayPal. First of all, you can watch movies on PayPal? Second, if you can't watch on PayPal, what's left? Do I have to stream it on Grubhub? DoorDash? These scandals have taken a toll on the former president's popularity among his fellow Republicans. It's gone from MAGA to MAGA. And now, some Republicans are gearing up to challenge him. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, remember that guy? That guy says that if GOP candidates won't denounce the ex-president, I'm going to seriously consider getting in. It makes sense. Bolton already looks like a president from 1886. That's right. That's right. If elected, all voters will receive a bolt of calico, a late model butter churn, and a kick from a handsome horse. There's a big story. In character, not in character. Do very deep work. There's a big story out of Peru because yesterday, Peru's president was impeached and arrested after he tried to dissolve Congress. So, you can take immediate action against a president who attacks Congress? I thought you had to dither about it for 2 years until he has dinner with Nazis and then still not do anything. The presidential dither. Bouillon cube. Presidential corruption has been an ongoing problem down in Peru. In fact, they've now had 5 presidents in a little more than 2 years. They've had more presidents than we've had Spider-Men. With great power comes great corruption. The president who got ousted this week was leftist politician Pedro Castillo, seen here demanding to know who stole his giant notepad. Castillo has a bit of a rocky reputation. Since taking office about a year ago, he's been hounded by corruption charges. And yesterday, to stop a planned investigation of his administration, he announced the immediate dissolution of Congress and said he would rule by decree because Congress was overstepping its power. Of course, because it was a Peruvian coup, he immediately got the support of the My Alpaca guy. Oh, that'd be comfy. I'd sleep on an alpaca. After being detained, Castillo was photographed in custody at a police station or perhaps the waiting room of a chiropractor who believes in the power of angels. Here's a fun fact. After Peru's Congress impeached him, Castillo made a run for it. But he was caught because bad traffic appeared to prevent him from escaping. That's a traffic report I'd love to hear. Well, Johnny, it's bumper to bumper out here due to a wannabe dictator jackknifed on the expressway. So if you're heading to Machu Picchu, you should have left in the year 1450. Now there's... There's some other big news, and it's calling from inside the news because starting at midnight last night, New York Times journalists and other staffers went on strike, which explains today's front page. How do you work printer? Janet usually does this. Where, Janet? The Janet.
Janet.
Damn it. Damn it, Janet. New York Times union has been negotiating for better pay and benefits since last year because staff compensation hasn't kept up with the paper's profits. In fact, some staffers had to take second jobs to make ends meet, which is why the new Times Square bubblegum shrimp mascot is Paul Krugman. I know it's sad. It's sad. The union has asked readers not to cross the digital picket line by avoiding the Times website, not using their cooking recipes, and breaking their Wordle streak. No! With 4 O's. That's a tough one to give up. Without the Wordle, what stupid achievement will we lord over our spouses? Still, in solidarity with the New York Times Union, we here at The Late Show are happy to fill the void for all you Wordle nerdles by launching the one-time-only Colbertle. Here's how she works. I'm thinking of a 5-letter word. You guess one. Let's try a round right now. Everyone in the audience, shout out a 5-letter word. One of you was correct. If you're playing at home, tweet your guess with the hashtag Colbertle Tomorrow, we'll post the answer. New York Times, once you reach an agreement with your union, I will sell you Colbertal for $1 billion. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Alicia Keys.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one All-Star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is a 15-time Grammy Award-winning artist who has sold over 65 million records worldwide. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Alicia Keys. It is a good vibe. Oh, I like all the sparkles.
You know, I brought some, like, holiday cheer for you.
It did, exactly. You're like a lit-up Christmas tree.
I am.
You always bring the good vibes, though, because you were back in 2020. It's almost 2023. Back in 2020, you were one of the first people that I interviewed over Zoom in the beginning of COVID when I was back at home and my wife was my crew.
Yeah, no.
Back in the day.
It was crazy. I remember it was, like, hard for you to do it because you couldn't figure out how to work the stuff.
Oh, no, honest to God, we couldn't let anybody into the house.
It was
and
weird.
I'm like, I just talk at it. I don't know how it works. And so you were very good. You calmed me down, actually. You were my sensei.
I'm here for you.
You led me through some meditations. Do you remember that?
I remember this. Actually, I remember I was in my house, obviously. You were in your house. I think you gave everybody my telephone number. Like, you know, you, like, violated, man.
I apologize. But you got me to breathe, and you said you wanted me to, like, manifest and express to the universe what I wanted to, like, bring into my life. And I said, I want a live studio audience.
So I
think
feel
you manifested
like
these people for
we
me.
Manifested.
Thank you very much.
We're so happy that you're back. It's glad to be in front of everybody. I'm big on manifestations. I'm big on affirmations, even with my skincare line, Key Soul Care. It's all about affirmations and mantras like, I'm strong, capable, and able. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm complex, layered, and divine.
Complex, like, layered, and divine?
Yes.
That sounds like a wonderful cake.
No, that's me.
Oh, okay.
And you.
Your facial care line. Can you do anything for my T zone? Because I got variable. I got some oily.
Yes, I can.
I got some dry
cleanser, some golden cleanser for you. I have some rich transformation skin cream for
Hook me up.
Some...
Let's manifest.
I got
some
you,
skin
baby.
Here. Now, speaking of being in front of and manifesting a live audience, you toured this past summer, world tour, global tour, for the first time since 2013.
I don't know what happened to time. First of all, we can all agree that 3 years is just, we can let it go.
Yes.
3 years of all the times that we were just, you know, experiencing the whole world pandemic is not to be counted. But it's been a long time since I was on tour. So going on tour this summer, I was with my family for the first time, all of us together on tour. My 7-year-old learned how to ride a bike without training wheels in Bordeaux, France. I was like...
Sure. Who doesn't?
That's not how I learned how to ride my bike.
You have a 12-year-old who the last time he went touring 9 years ago was 3.
Right.
Was 3. This is your son, Egypt.
Yes.
But now he plays piano, and he played on tour. He went out there, and he played a song in front of 17,000 people. Where was that?
Okay, this was in Mannheim, Germany. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Egypt, ever since he was a kid...
I got a photo while you're telling the story.
Okay, all right. Hook up this photo.
There he is right there.
Ever since Egypt was a kid, he's always been wanting to perform. He wants to get on the stage. He wants to, like, do the dance. And I'm always like, Egypt, you have to practice, you know, practice something and we could try it. So this time he's like, I want to get on stage, Mom. And I was like, all right, put something together and show me. So he puts together this whole piece. He puts 3 or 4 anime songs. He finishes with Game of Thrones. No, guys, this guy, sure. He organized it by himself. So he shows me one day and he's like, okay, Mom, I'm ready. So I said, come to sound check. Let's make sure you feel good. When you come out, you got to say, what's up, man? Hi. You know, you got to, like, engage the audience. So we work on it and everything, and he does the sound check, and he's maybe, like, a tiny bit rusty, but he's sounding really good. And I go out to the audience. I say to his dad, let's have him wait. Like, he doesn't have to do it tonight. And she was like, he's ready tonight. And I was like, you sure? And I was all, Mom. He was like, he's ready. So I go to ask Egypt, Egypt, do you want to do it? He says, I'm ready. I was like, you sure? Because you could wait. I was being all mommy. He was like, I can do it. I was like, all right. So I get on stage and I said, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my son, Egypt. He's going to play some songs for you. He comes out, what's up, Mannheim? And then he goes to the piano and he was like, you guys ready for this? And I was like,
were you ready for this?
I was not ready. I left the stage to get changed and the boy killed it. I couldn't believe
That's
it.
Nice. That's nice. You can hear it. We have to take a quick break, but come on back, because we'll be here with more Alicia Keys, everybody.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick... joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
We're back with Alicia Keys with the new Christmas album, Santa Baby. Red and the white.
Look at that.
There you go. It's got incredible stuff. Santa Baby, of course. Christmas time is here. Favorite things. Please come home for Christmas. Merry Xmas War is over. Some original songs.
Yes.
Ave Maria.
Ooh.
So now why? I was saying to Lewis, I said this is going into rotation for me this
Christmas.
Absolutely. Why'd you want to do a Christmas album?
You know what? I've always talked about it. People have said, Alicia, you need to do a Christmas album. It'd be so cool. And I just figured, like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll get to it. And this year, it just felt right. Obviously, this time of year is so special. Yeah. All the greats that have their songs that create our memories, I want to be a part of that, you know, list. I want to be a part of something that creates memories for people. And this album is so good. You can play it while you're making dinner, while you're sitting by the fire, while you're hanging out with your kids. You can play it at any moment and it just feels good. And I love it.
I'm happy to have it because I'm having a little trouble getting into the holiday spirit this year.
Oh, why?
Just too busy. Too many things going on and I need to slow down.
I need to slow down and
appreciate that you only get so many of these in your life.
I feel you. I think that's the most beautiful part. I think a lot of times we get really caught up with the whole, what can we get the person and do I have enough money to buy the thing? And it ruins kind of the point of it all.
Right. What should I get my wife for Christmas? Do you have any ideas?
Something.
Hold on 1 second. Ev, don't watch this part.
Because I was about to go in for you. I was like, a car, some diamonds, just go for Ev.
All right, there it is. A diamond encrusted car. That's what it is. Is there a song that is there anything, because these are great songs, is there any big Christmas songs that didn't make the cut that you wish you'd had another track for?
I had a moment where I was gonna do a mashup with Ave Maria and Fallen. Because I thought that it would be such a beautiful, you know, moment. It didn't end up working out for the album, but I have decided to do it live. In fact, I'm doing a holiday masquerade ball on Saturday, and I'm going to do... You have to get dressed up and have a mask, and it's going to be amazing. You should come. But...
Where can we come?
Oh, sorry. You don't know where. It's in Washington Heights at the United Palace Theater. So I'm doing like a whole Christmas in New York theme, like very Harlem, Washington Heights. It's super great. And I'm going to perform that there. So even though it's not on the album, you can potentially hear a live version of it.
Bonus track. There you go. So you've collaborated with a lot of incredible people. One person that you've collaborated with is I'm an enormous fan of, not only for her music, but her as a person. You and Brandi Carlile.
Love Brandi Carlile. I love her.
You collaborated with her on A Beautiful Noise in 2020. Mm-hmm. Is she, did you ever hear her or see her do any of Joni Mitchell's Blue? Because she did the whole album of Joni Mitchell's Blue.
I just realized she did the entire album. I know that she loves Joni. She talks about Joni so much. And I know that she covered Blue, but I didn't realize it was the entire, and I just didn't put that together.
Oh, thanks, Jada Cornelio. Is there an album, is there some artist out there that you love so much, like, I'd like to recreate that entire album as an homage to that person?
I feel like if I was to pick one, it would probably have to be, like, Songs in the Key of Life.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think? You think that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be easy, though. It wouldn't be easy. That would be hard, because there is nobody that can play like Stevie Wonder, period, end of story. Yeah. You try as hard as you can, but you're not going to get that chord exactly right. So, I mean, that would be amazing.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.